pointed east. Have to go out and look. But right now you're solid 5 and 9. Came up to a 5 and 9 that time around. I'm just running 100 watts there, Jim. Go in.
Holy crap. Well, for 100 watts, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You're doing great. What is your major interstate that runs north of the and south near Denver and it heads north? Which interstate is that, 10 or 15 or what?
Interstate 25. Interstate 25 runs north and south. And then up in Cheyenne, you grab I-80 and go the other direction. So, but it's Interstate I-25 is what it is. It's a nightmare to drive that thing. I'd rather drive. Me and wife made a trip all the way across, all the way to North Carolina. And I tell you what, driving from Fort Collins to Denver on an interstate is probably the worst spot in the whole trip that we took. Go ahead.
Well, the reason I had asked about it was we had a given on it. About 8 or 10 years ago, I visited my little baby brother who has his home in Denver. And we visited him, and then I thought, well, why not take my XYL to Yellowstone National Park? So we took it north up to Cheyenne, and then headed west through Hobie as well, and that was really neat. And we stayed at a small motel at the eastern entrance to Yosemite, and then went on into the national park. And we were there about 3 days anyway. The reason that I had wanted to see Yellowstone again, we had been there initially as a little boy at age 9. But that was back in 1956. And back then, they didn't have interstates. So when you drove from, like we did, from the Big Apple westward through Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Wisconsin, and a smidge of Minnesota, and then South Dakota and everything else, that was a long road trip way back when. Over.
Yes, it would be. Definitely would be a long trip. Long and bumpy road there. That'd be a heck of a trip. 1956, I was just being born. I didn't know about all that. But yeah, we did a road trip out to North Carolina and back, and went the kind of southern route, and then we went the northern route on the way back, just to see something different. Still ended up stopping in Tennessee somehow and staying at the same hotel we stayed at going out, so we kind of got turned around a little bit, but we had a good time. It was a good trip. That was in 2010 we did that, so it's amazing how things like that go. So it's pretty good there, Jim. Still holding steady. Time to drop down about 5 and 3 and then come all the way back up to 5 and 9. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Well, I have been through 6 solar cycles, like you have, right? 6. And this one is absolutely the worst. No doubt about it. It is the worst on record. Over.
It's been a rough one, that's for sure. Remember, first got my ticket back in 89. That solar route there was pretty darn good. I enjoyed the heck out of 10 meters. I had a blast on it. Then the band died out, and that's when I decided better upgrade my license if I was still want to talk on this thing. So I did, and pretty much been stuck there since then. Keep damn, I get my extra, but I haven't gone down to take the test yet. I will sooner or later get that done and get it over with there, Jim. So, all right, I'll let you go. Say 73 to you, and I appreciate the chat. Enjoy that more than anything else. I'll just tell you, I got 258 countries confirmed. I'm always looking for those last few. I got quite a few of them waiting for them to confirm, but it is fun to keep hunting for them. You always keep looking for them, that's for sure, Jim. So, we're listening for the final, and then I'll get out of here. November 6, Echo Echo. Whiskey Zero, Charlie, Juliet, Victor.
Hey, okay, Gary, W0CJV, NN6, EE. Well, I might add, though, that I accomplished 314, and I might add, all of them are hard cards confirmed on the wall. I have them, all 314 of them. No logbook of the world. Nada. We did it the hard way on CW and phone only. No digital crap, over.
Exactly right. I got 258 confirmed hard copies sitting there. I got a few of them on other ways. I changed my call sign, Jim. I had my original call sign was KB0DWI. And then when they opened the Vantage program, my dad was a licensed operator back in 1951, and he was killed in a hunting accident when I was only like 9 months old, so I really didn't know him. So my sister, she went and got her extra class license, and then the vanity program opened up. She asked me if I was going to get mine, apply for it, and I said, no, I'll let you go ahead. I kind of like my DWI call, which I still do. Anyway, she went ahead and applied for it. I helped her do it. I got his original license hanging up here on the wall, and pictures of his station, and a whole packet of QSL cards my mom kept in her oak chest, and she gave them to me one Christmas as a gift there. It's kind of neat. And anyway, my sister passed away about 2 years ago, and she told me then to make sure I hang on to this call sign, and I told her I would. So just shortly after she passed away, I filed for it, and I got it, so now I got the call sign. So hopefully one of the grandsons, nothing against granddaughters, just don't have no granddaughters, her side or my side, all grandsons. She has 6 on her side, I got 3 on my side, so hopefully maybe one of them will get interested in it and take it and continue with it. Go ahead.
Yes, amateur radio and DNA in the family. Well, I also have that. Though I'm really the last of the Mohicans as far as interest in amateur radio is concerned in my family. My uncle, I had his call. He started in amateur radio at age 14 back in 1933, and earlier than that, my grandfather was a spark gap ham back in 1910, even before amateur radio licenses were regulated, and you had to take a test. Back then, in 1910, his call was HSD, his initials. That's all they used. No numbers or just letters. Spark gap in Arizona Territory, not the state, over.
That's kind of neat. That's really neat. I heard about the initials that they were doing back then, so that's kind of neat there. Kind of neat that it went back that far and stayed in the family there. So,
yeah, I got a grand. My sister has a grandson that's in Singapore in the Navy. He does digital communication and stuff. So, He's about the only one that's been really interested in when he come home on leave, he would go up there and look at my sister's equipment she had. She didn't have much, but he would go up there and listen and play with it quite a bit. So he might be the only one that to really get interested in it. The rest of them are, he got a six-year-old grandson, but he hasn't decided what he's going to do yet. But all the other ones are older, and they haven't shown any interest in it at all. So maybe we'll get lucky and get one or two of them out of there. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I've been into amateur radio since 1962, so I have 64 years. And when I think about it, obviously it's a long time, but the years have passed very, very quickly, and I still enjoy amateur radio as much then as I do now. And age here is 79. In fact, I turned 79 Sunday of last week. My God, I'm that old. We made it so far. Anyway, Gary, hey, I won't hold you. But one other note about our driving across the USA from New York to Oakland was it was us four little boys and mom and, of course, dad, but four little boys making a transcontinental trip back in 1956. That was not easy on mom, not by any stretch of the imagination. My dad had purchased a brand new Oldsmobile Rocket 88, white and blue, in downtown Manhattan. And we drove it all across our nation, but again with four little children. Incredible, over.
That's a huge back seat on that thing, too. I'm in the car, it's pretty good, too, so I definitely know what you're talking about. And I bet mom was going nuts. And didn't have to wear seat belts back then or put in a car seat or anything like that nowadays. It's amazing you're still here, 79 years. Doing pretty good. I'm 70 years old, and I was outside yesterday fixing sprinklers. I had to dig up three of them, replace one that was broke, so that was the fourth one. So I dug up the other ones and moved them up above the ground where they're supposed to be. One got stuck under a fence. We had to move it in a little bit. So I'm sore today. I'm not moving too fast today. So that crawling around on the ground and digging up the hole is work I haven't done for a long time there. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, there's always chores around the house, and even in amateur radio, specifically in antennas, you walk either wanting to improve them one way or another, or they start to fall apart and you have to fix them. So I've been there, I've done that too. Anyway, Gary, hey, I won't hold you. It has been one hell of a pleasure, and I thank you very much. Have a great up-and-coming afternoon, and hopefully we'll work to you later. W0CJV. And in 6, Echo Echo, West Coast Worker.
All right, Jim, take care. You have a good one. We'll look for you down the log and shoot the breeze again sometime. I enjoy that more than anything. Take care. November 6, Echo Echo. Whiskey 0, Charlie, Juliet, Victor.
Later on, Jerry.